As rejoinders to bullies go, the old rhyme about sticks and stones being more physically harmful than words is true on its face, but it fails the test of civil engagement for a self-governing people. I'm Michael Quinn Sullivan with a reflection on life and liberty. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. It's a chant often recited through barely held back tears. A more true rejoinder is probably, I'm rubber, you're glue, bounces off me and sticks on you. After all, our words often say more about us than those at whom they're directed. I thought about those things while reading an excellent book by the Reverend Eugene Peterson. It's titled Answering God, The Psalms as Tools for Prayer. He begins by noting that the word Torah, the Jewish name for the first five books of what Christians know as the Old Testament, comes from the same root as the word for javelin. Peterson wrote, "In living speech, words are javelins hurled from one mind into another. The javelin word goes out of one person and pierces another." In politics, it's all too easy to misuse words as javelins in our attempt to pierce others. As someone whose professional life has been spent stringing together nouns, verbs, adjectives, and adverbs, I know better than almost anyone, except maybe a middle schooler. The average sixth grader knows how to sling verbal javelins better than almost anyone. It's easy to let our emotions get the better of us when we're talking about politics. It's way too easy to use intemperate language and level personal attacks. It doesn't matter if everyone who agrees with us and that we agree with considers vulgar expressions of anger to be justifiable. We must be better than that. Words actually matter. Whether it's the words we write or the words we say, our words reveal our heart as surely as our actions. As a self-governing people, as the sovereigns in this republic, we must always remember that our words carry great weight. We can and absolutely must be passionate about public policy. Our republic cannot afford the luxury of civic indifference, and anger isn't a bad thing. Yet our republic also cannot withstand citizens who take and make the actions of public officials as personal slights. Look, if the mayor rams through a city council resolution declaring tomorrow to be Joe Smith should be shunned day, then maybe old Joe can take it personally. For everyone else, the matter must be reviewed with an eye toward a corrective cleansing at the ballot box. If self-governance is to survive and thrive, we must be able to passionately and civilly discuss public policy in a way that directs our javelins in the service of building the future we want. We must use our passions, ideas, words, sticks and stones, and even javelins in the service of constructing a stronger republic. In doing so, we will shine as a testament to the powerful gift of self-governance given to us by God. If you like today's podcast, be sure to subscribe, leave a review, and encourage your friends to join in the conversation on life and liberty. The Reflection Podcast is produced by Scorecard Media and sponsored by Texas Scorecard. Someone's always keeping score. We think it ought to be the citizens. I'm Michael Quinn Sullivan. Thanks for listening.